Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Panora Fire Assistant Chief and Training Officer Ed Haver about recent training exercises done at the former Brokers International property in Panora. How did the fire department acquire the Brokers International property for this controlled burn?
Well, Panora Telco, that property was inside their development, and they bought the building from Brokers when Brokers left. And the manager of the telephone company called in the fire chief and told them that they were going to allow us and the sheriff's department to train in the building because after looking at the building, the age of the building, they decided that the lot was actually worth more than the building with the amount of money they'd have to put into it to fix it and then find a business that would be a good fit for the building. So fire chief said, you know, that'd be fine, and we were allowed to go in and train.
And so how long were the department preparing for this and planning for this controlled burn?
Well, we trained in the building for about 2 months, and as well as the sheriff's office, they trained with canines in there, I believe. So we had a couple months to think about what we'd do, see what we had, and we sat down, and I took the training committee. We went in and toured the building, looked at the situation, and decided what we needed to do.
Was there a scenario or something that you guys had mapped out, kind of a simulation of sorts with this burn?
Well, yeah, we had decided that we could do two things really well when we burned it. First was air pack training, get people in with air packs and put a fire into a room, let the fire build, let them cool it down, watch the fire build again. So we wanted to do air pack training. And the other thing we figured it would be great for is ventilation. When you ventilate a roof, you can actually direct a fire or control a fire, depending on where you cut a ventilation hole in the roof. And when we looked at the building, we picked out places, seven places, where we wanted to start fires because it was such a large roof area. And we determined where we wanted our ventilation training to take place so that we had vent holes in the place where it would actually draw the fire throughout the roof system. So there was a couple different things we accomplished on the day of the training.
And so was it seven fires then that you started there?
Basically, yes, seven separate fires. We put holes in the ceiling and then we stacked combustibles down below. And the fires built in the combustibles went up into the attic area. And also we started some partition walls on fire with those same fires.
And then as far as the burn, what time did you guys start and how long were you out there?
Actually, it burned a lot better than what we thought. Apparently, we did a pretty good job planning. We started burning at, I would say, 8:15 in the morning, and by 10:30, we were headed back to the fire hall. We did a combined training with the Yale Jamaica Bagley Fire Department, and they brought a tanker and a pumper, and then we had some equipment there. And we knew where we wanted to stage it before we started the fire. So roughly 2 hours and the building was down.
Were there any new members in the Panora or other surrounding departments, you know, that this might have been their first sort of a controlled burn exercise for them?
Well, we had one or two guys, and Yale Jamaica Bagley had a few new people too. And that's part of the reason we set a fire in one of the offices. So it was kind of a confined space. They could go in and they could feel how much heat is derived by the fire. So we had probably 5 newer members that got some good hands-on experience with how to help control the heat in a room, help control fire spread on the ceiling. And it let them feel the heat from an actual fire, which, and the smoke. It's something that's really hard to simulate even in a burn trailer. So it's great when you have the opportunity to go into a structure and set live fire and let people see and feel what it's like.
And with a place like this, the old Brokers International building, how do you think this compared to other controlled burns that you guys plan?
Oh, this was great experience. Not just the burn and planning the burn and watching, you know, the flame movement, what we did with ventilation, but we had a couple months where we did some really good search and rescue training. We simulated having to put a hole in the wall and take a victim out of a room. It was a great experience for everybody, I think.
And for this controlled burn, you know, you said it's great to really make the experience of dealing with fire and smoke. It's very real for the firefighters. But what else do you think this controlled burn taught them for their experience?
Well, there's several things you can learn. First of all, flame spread, flame build, how a fire builds. When it hits a ceiling, what direction it's going to go, how the ventilation affects the movement of the fire, how a hose stream can cool a fire, and what happens to the smoke level when you put a hose stream on a hot fire, how it will drop the smoke level, and you need to use enough water to cool a fire, but you don't want to use so much that you totally lose your view, because you can get into a building and put your hand in front of your face and not be able to see it. How to get out of a building by following the hose when it is smoky and knowing what direction the hose couplings are going, leading into or out of a building, and watching the roof structure. The signs that show the roof is starting to get weak, the structural integrity is starting to give way, so if somebody's in the building working with air packs, you can get them out. A lot of different things like that, just tactics, you know, how you can cool, what you can do with hose streams.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Panora Fire Assistant Chief and Training Officer Ed Haver. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.